It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock and the laughter at 45 After. Brought to you by Car Pros Kia with three locations, Carson, Glendale, and Huntington Beach. Car Pros Kia, number one in Kia sales in the U.S. Your Kia deal awaits. Steve Byrne playing the Irvine Improv tonight through Saturday. Steve explains the differences between men and women when they almost get into a car accident.
I was driving the other day, almost got in a car accident. I think it's funny what happens to people when you're almost wrecked. Almost. Like women, you're a lot more rational. You pull over the side of the road, you take a breather. You know, just... I have to call somebody. Girls always have to call somebody when something slightly traumatic almost happens. Oh my God, you'll never believe what almost happened. Let me guess, nothing, because it's almost. Goodbye. Click. Guys are the complete opposite. Guy almost hits another guy, you lose your mind. Just driving. Oh! What? I hit you! Want to fight? Then that's an awkward race to the stoplight. You get to the stoplight, one guy's got to out-crazy everybody by getting out of the car. Just, what the hell's your problem? Yeah, we almost killed each other, but now we're safe. So get out of the car so we can beat the out of each other. Now, what's the worst that can happen to you when you're driving? Get in a car accident, right? What's the second worst? Flat tire. I'm going to tell you something. A flat tire is such an awful experience that the first 5 minutes is happening, you're in complete denial. It's even happening. Like you're just gonna drive it off. It's gotta be the road. Then you realize you have a flat. That's when people start driving next year. You got a flat. Well, thank you, guardian angel, sent from the heavens in a Civic. Thank you. Like they did it. And you get out of the car, you gotta brace yourself up against a highway to ride, a car is blazing by 90 miles per hour, just yeah. Oh my God, trying to jack your car before that rig comes, rips your body in half. But of course the girls in the car safe as can be. Hey, what's going on out there? Well, why don't you shut up, is what's going on out here? Are you almost done? Cause I'm bored. I'm almost dead, shut the up! So a friend of mine the other day, he asked me, Steve, what movie made you cry the most? I said, you know what? Let's just cut to the chase. Why don't you just tell me what movie made you cry the most instead of having me invest in this horrendous conversation we're about to have, okay? Because you really don't care. So, Craig, what movie made you cry the most? That's what he told me. Stuart Little. He said he cried 8 times during the children's movie Stuart Little because it's a movie about being accepted. And instantly, I knew a friendship had just ended. But... there's a real man. He knows what I'm talking about. But the last movie I did see was a movie called The Grudge. Now, for those of you who don't know, it was done twice. An American version, a Japanese version. It's a horror film about a house that's haunted by a little Asian boy that talks like a cat. Sounds cute, but it's not. Okay? Now, I rented it by myself in a house in California during a thunderstorm. I put the movie at 10 o'clock at night. At 11:48, the movie ended. At 11:53, my power went out. And I was scared. Okay? And I don't have candles in my home, okay? You know what I have in my house in case of emergencies I've discovered? Star Wars lightsaber. I'm not joking. That's the only thing I had. Walk around my house scared of my mind with a toy, just like, what the hell was that? What the hell's going on here? In my bathroom, door shut, brush my teeth in one hand, lightsaber in the other. It's glowing, going, and I swear to God, if I opened up the bathroom door and saw a half-naked 6-year-old Japanese boy that opened his mouth and me out, I would have crapped my pants and had a heart attack right at the sandwiches. Oh my God, everything's failing. Oh my God, Jesus, take me now. It's too much to bear. Sweet Lord!
Steve Byrne. Oh, Steve, may the force be with you, man. He plays the Irvine Improv tonight through Saturday. May the force be with you.